MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Sarah Nickerson, Head of Customer Experience at Just Money. Sarah, I always appreciate the time. Stock foals, we intuitively, we know what they are. They're sort of savings groupings, and we get a sense that there's a lot of them. Do we have any sort of data which tells us how many stock foals, members, how much money is involved?
You are spot on. So stock foals, they operate on the principle of a collective benefit. And members do contribute regularly. So they definitely are not on the fringes of society. There's about 800,000 of these community-based deposit-taking clubs that are nationwide. Wow. Yeah, and they have assets about 50 million that exist. And there's more than 11 million South Africans that actually take part in at least one stock foal. So there's some big numbers there.
That is giant. I knew it was big, but you said 50 million. Million or billion? Because I imagine
50 billion. You're spot on. 50 billion.
That is giant, and they come in different flavors. I was once on a birthday one, so if it was your birthday month, you got paid. Their holidays, their savings, they can almost fit for any sort of unique fit for purpose.
Absolutely. That's what's so great about them. It's important if this is something that you're looking to do, you've actually got to be quite clear on what you want, because you can get a stock foal that's there for school fees, uniforms, an emergency fund, funeral plans, unexpected costs. So there's a lot of different options available there. And it's actually fairly easy to start one yourself as well. And a number of banks actually offer you the capability to do that. And there are various platforms that do that as well. So it is a great way in which to save money. And it is, as we can see with those numbers, it is definitely something that one can explore, especially considering the savings culture that we have in South Africa and the fact that people struggle to save.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to come to processes, bank accounts and the like. Before we do, imagine not all are created equal. What separates a good from a less good? What are perhaps red flags if you're looking to join rather than perhaps set one up that listeners should worry about?
I'm so glad you asked. There's a number of things that you need to be aware of. One is, first, if this is something you're looking at, just be super clear on what you need it for, because there's so many options out there. So one of the things you'll see with stock foals, a lot of them are established through friends, family, community networks. And there can be things like family and societal pressure to force you into something like this. If it does not meet your goals and you cannot afford it, avoid it. Don't do it. So that's one. Avoid the social pressure. Two, you want to double check for good governance. So a well-run stock foal, it should have some form of constitution or rules that you can access. There needs to be defined leadership. You need to know that there is a chairperson, a treasurer, and there must be proper record keeping. You need to be able to see what is happening with your money, and you want to see regular reporting. And then watch out for scams. So we've spoken about scams before. I think it is very, very important to understand anything that is promising more than seems possible is usually a scam. So if there's unusually high returns or there's a lot of pressure to join and they're unwilling to answer any questions or provide you with the rules and engagement requirements, then it is something to watch out for.
I was on a birthday one once, and so we had 12 people, each with a different birthday month. And all that happened is in your birthday, everyone gave you their money. So there wasn't even a return per se. It was just, it was 100 rand out every month, and then your birthday, 1,200 in. I like the idea about bank accounts. Back in the day, and we're going way back in the day, I don't know, probably 20 years ago, it was probably quite difficult. But as I understand, you mentioned banks are coming to the party. You even mentioned sort of platforms and apps that are helping with this whole process.
They are. So what's quite interesting is that there is 7.3 million South African adults remain unbanked.
Oh, wow.
So what that means is that a lot of the banks are actually competing for that market. Mm-hmm. And because stock foals are quite popular, they then offer that as a service that you can take. And I've seen it with Standard Bank, Absa, and FNB. And they offer you a decent interest rate that you can access. You can create one through them. What's great is you obviously get additional banking features like zero monthly fees. You'll get really good competitive rates. You also get the benefit of built-in security requiring multiple signatories for payouts. So the security of this and the side benefits of this are great if it is an institution that you trust. Of course, there is the realization that about half of that 7 million actually don't trust the banks, and they save cash. So yeah, it is, again, it's up to you. you make a decision based on that.
Yeah. The cash part slightly spooks me, but I take your point. There are some people who aren't in the formal banking system and absolutely don't want to be in it. The other point of it as well, we're talking around here very much as sort of more of a cash savings type of process. I imagine if people wanted to get more advanced, they could almost do it as an investment sort of process / stock fall as well, buying some ETFs or something every month.
Yes, definitely. There are actually a couple of stock files that are based on investment and actually helping you with that. So, yeah, you've got to look what is available. Do some research. There are quite a few that are available within South Africa, and you can certainly find something that meets your needs at a rate that you can actually afford. Mm-hmm. And it is a good way to use the collective of the community and additional funds to get more from what you are putting in.
Yeah, and it's that pooling of the knowledge. And if folks are saying, how do you find them? Ask your friends, ask around at work, ask your family at your place of worship. You probably find dozens of them that you weren't aware were happening. We'll leave it there. Sarah Nickerson, Head of Customer Experience, Just Money. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.